Romeo, Yankee Lima, K4RYL, monitoring downtown Greenville.
UHXS Mobile, Greer.
You just want to sound like a base station.
What kind of voice, I guess? Nah, I'm on Highway 14 and just turned off on Mount Lebanon Road here, so heading back to the house.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the name on this end is Ryland. Romeo, Yankee, Lima, Alpha, November, Delta. Playing with my base station. I got a Yaesu FTM 150 there. I got one in my truck also, but put up about a 10-foot tall PVC pipe and put a diamond antenna. I think it's like a 30X outdoor kind of fiberglass antenna up there right along the roof line. So just kind of playing around with it and been scrolling around and just got done talking to AD4U repeater down in St. Matthew, South Carolina, down near Orangeburg, but halfway between Columbia and Charleston. So I think I got a winning setup.
Yeah, that X-58, is that what it is? That little short one, little short dual bander?
That's exactly what it is. I'm really impressed with this antenna. I don't really totally clear my roof line. It's up near basically about gutter level. Doing a good job. Doing a very good job. I like the Yaesu FTM-150 so much, I went out and bought another one there for inside the house so I could do some dual band VHF, UHF stuff, because tried HF before, but before I moved into this house and moved back to Greenville from Charleston, and HF was a little too rough, I guess, contact-wise, and some of the language and some of the behavior on HF, so I think I kind of like VHF, UHF a little bit better.
It really depends on where you go on HF. Name here is Dave, by the way. I'm one of the many Daves that hang out on this repeater from time to time. Anyway, I'm not too familiar with the radio you're talking about. I've got a couple of the older ICOM IC7000s, which is an all-mode, all-band radio. I've got like four of them. They took over from the old ICOM, the 706 Mark QG. This is kind of the newer version, which is an old radio now, but it works well for me. I run it at about half power in the car. I run about 50% or 75% power, which means it's around 35 or 40 watts, somewhere around that way. I don't run them at full power. I don't need to heat the finals up that much.
What you're talking on sounding great. The Yaesu FTM-150 is I think it came out within about the past year. I put one in my truck since I bought my truck, and really love it. It's a little dual bander, where you can put both sides of the or both A and B bands up on the same screen and all that stuff. And so I love it. You know, I've got it right now. I've got it at 25 watts. So I should be making Caesar's hit all right, but I'm kind of a big fan of the Yaesu with all the satellite work I do, the little Yaesu FT817. I got a couple of those, and I love to work satellites and stuff like that, so I have a pretty good time with it.
Oh, yeah, no, they're good radios. I mean, I like the big three, you know, the Baofengs and those other cheapy radios. Yeah, they come with issues, a lot of issues.
Right. Good thing is usable if you do start having an issue. I don't have any of those. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather spend some money on quality and all that stuff and stick with, you know, kind of like you said, the big three between ICOM, Yaesu, and all that stuff. So somehow Yaesu, I don't know what it is. I do like Yaesu. I think probably the best, just because for whatever reason, any Yaesu I've ever used, it's just something different about their receive on the radio. Their receivers are like just super sensitive. You pull stuff in from way far away without attracting too much of the static and noise and stuff like that. So I tend to be a little bit more of a Yaesu fan.
A lot of the problem with some of those cheapy radios, I don't want to be dropping names, Baofeng, is when you have a receiver that is so wide-banded, the actual filtration, the filtering in the receiver is terrible, and it'll pick up everything. You know, pick up all kinds of extraneous noises and things, and you know. But with the big three, you know, or four in that case, there used to be another one in there. the receivers are much better built, and they're not so super sensitive and being wide banded. You know, I mean, it'll receive, but you know, they're good radios. They filter a lot of other nonsense out.
K4RYL Friday. This is it's really wild for me. I've never had like a base station set up at my house for VHF and UHF. I'm used to only doing it either via satellite, where I'm pointing it at the satellite, or doing it in my truck. And I'm amazed, even though my antenna is not really up completely over the roof line or anything like that, because it kind of conceals it a little bit, where not as many people can see it or anything like that. I'm really surprised at the kind of range I'm getting and stuff like that. It's pretty cool having a base station for VHF, UHF, having no problems getting into the local repeaters, but it seems like I'm really able to reach out. I guess I am on kind of a little hill here in the downtown Greenville area, kind of facing the rest of the state, so I guess I did the other night. I think I got into a net down there on a repeater, I guess, in the Augusta, North Augusta, Aiken area, and checked in on the net. So I seem to pretty reliably be able to get into that.
Well, what part of Greenville are you in? You're in the south side.
Down Augusta Street, like you're either going into or out of downtown. But I am kind of near the split of where like Malden Road and Augusta Road are, and near I-85, kind of the gateway into and out of downtown, I guess, if you're coming out of Augusta Street, Augusta Road. And I seem to be on a pretty good little hill here in the neighborhood I live on. So I got a pretty good line of sight. So that's probably why I'm able to pull in some of those repeaters there over the rest of the state, like into Georgia, North Carolina, stuff like that. I think the image is about, 66 miles away from me by repeater book. But I do have to kick it up to high power. If I go down to 25 watts or less, it's a weaker signal, stuff like that. That's about the only one I have to really crank the power up for.
Oh, gotcha. Well, listen, I'm in my driveway here. I just pulled around the back of my house, so let me say 73 to you. I'm sorry I didn't retain your call letters. But this is KB2HXS. You have a good day, and we shall catch you later.
Three a day, one of the many. One of the many days. We will let you go about your day. Have a good one with say 73, and you're going to get my call sign one more time. It's Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL, downtown Greenville. Have a good one, 73.
See you later.